Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Ah, thank you, Dude Walker, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. It's me, it's Rob, and we got a lot of good stuff for you today, and I suppose we'll get to it after I answer this call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
I'm looking for Rob Spiewak, please.
Oh, speaking.
It's Dr. Paul Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes, I'm Paul Pepper, Dr. Pepper. I'm a nutritional medicine practitioner, and I've been asked by your listeners to call you, Rob.
Okay.
I understand on yesterday's show there was a discussion of sugary sodas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I'm here to give you some advice based on recommendations from your... You can just call me Dr. Pepper.
I understand. Very good.
Thank you. Rob, I'm concerned about what I've heard about your addiction to sugar sodas.
Okay, what is your concern?
Well, sugary soda consumption is linked to several serious health issues. I'm sure you might be aware of that.
Well, I've heard as much, but I mean, I'm doing okay, so...
No, you're not. If you're drinking sugary sodas, some of the side effects are weight gain, obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and let's not forget tooth decay.
Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease?
Yes, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, tooth decay. It can also contribute to gout, high blood pressure, and stroke.
I don't want to have any of those. You know, it's funny. I had alcoholic fat liver, and now I guess I can get it for non-alcohol. I guess I just got a fat liver. But which
Rob,
of these?
Rob, it's time for you to wake up and smell the other beverages. Sugary sodas are high in calories and offer no nutritional value, making them a significant contributor to weight gain and obesity.
But what about the fact that I've cut way back on them?
It doesn't matter. The high sugar content in any soda pop leads to rapid spikes in blood sugar levels, increasing the risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Do you like to say soda pop?
Soda pop, studies show,
yes,
are a link between sugary soda consumption and an increased risk of heart disease, including heart attacks and strokes.
Now, what should I drink? Do you have any things that I should drink?
How about a nice, crisp, ice-laden glass of water? Awesome. How about tea? A lovely glass of iced tea without sugar in it. Frequent soda consumption, Rob, can contribute to kidney problems, including kidney stones. And I want to tell you, you do not want those. You don't want anything anywhere near those. Kidney stones are extremely painful.
Dr. Pepper, have you ever had kidney stones?
How about a black coffee, Rob? Sugary drinks, especially those high in fructose, have been linked to an increased risk of developing this liver condition, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
What about the fact that coffee and tea have caffeine in them?
Caffeine,
stay away from caffeine?
Not nearly as dangerous as sugary soda. Let's not forget tooth decay.
Well, you know, my teeth are soft.
The sugar and acid in soda can erode tooth enamel, leading to cavities and other dental problems. Your sugary soda pops are very, very dangerous. And have I mentioned gout?
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the gout.
Sugary drinks can increase uric acid levels in the body, potentially triggering gout attacks.
Does it say anything about this on the bottle, or is there a warning, or is this just something that's like common knowledge?
Now, let me ask you a logical question. How could you put that much goddamn information on the side of the can?
Well, maybe it's a two-liter
bottle. Then it wouldn't even have a logo of the Coca-Cola company. It would just be writing scribbled all over the place. It would be ridiculous. Also, sugary soda pop has been associated with osteoporosis. Do you have any pain in your joints?
Always.
Arthritis is also a side effect. Even certain types of cancer. You don't want that now, do you?
No, I don't want cancer. What cancer is it most likely to cause?
All of them. Right across the board. Brain, liver, pancreas, bone, blood.
Do they all hit at the same time?
Liver.
Oh, of course, liver. But
bladder.
Bladder cancer?
Knee, eyeballs, earlobes, any kind you can get. That's what it is. I have listed everything you need to be concerned about. That is the full list.
I just got to know, who are you affiliated with?
Pepper and Sons Nutritional Medicine.
Well, who are your sons?
I have my two sons that I work with. They are wonderful, wonderful doctors in their own right. Peter Pepper, Dr. Peter Pepper, and also Paul Jr., Paul Pepper Jr. It's Pepper and Associates. That is nutritional medicine. My daughter also works in the office as our office manager.
Okay. Does she have a name?
Yes, Penny.
Penny, is she Penny? Does she have a last name? Did she marry?
Penny Pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a whole family. It's a family-run operation, and we know our nutrition. That's why we call and warn people like you about sugary soda pops. I was talking to my son Peter Pepper the other day, Dr. Peter Pepper, and Dr. Peter Pepper told me, Dad, if he's got a problem, I've listened to that show. You got to get on the line and talk to him. And now Paul Jr., who's on vacation right now, he's taking a brief vacation for just a short type of, yeah, he'll be back soon, I'm sure. It's
where
August,
did he, where did he go?
Peru.
So Peter Pepper's in Peru?
No, Paul Pepper Jr.'s in Peru. Paul Peter Pepper. Pepper's working with me, Dr. Paul Pepper Sr., in the office with Penny. Penny Pepper is running our management. Peter is also in the office right now. Paul is in the office. I get them confused myself.
I understand.
Paul's working with me in the office. Peter is in Peru on vacation.
I really appreciate you taking the time to look out for me because it's so early in the morning.
You know, it's funny when Peter goes away and he goes on his different vacations to exotic locations. It's very strange because he doesn't really take a vacation. He just reads and reads and reads and reads. And he's on vacation in Peru now, and he's reading even more.
He reads a lot, does he?
Yes, periodicals.
Oh, like what? What's his favorite?
Primarily, that's the question I don't have. The one I wanted you to ask, you didn't ask. But thank you. I appreciate that. So it's very essential for all of us to remember that sugary sodas are very, very dangerous for you, and I don't want you to drink them anymore.
I get your point, and I appreciate you calling so early in the morning, but there might be a time. But where are you located?
Pennsylvania.
What town?
Punxsutawney.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Rob. Very
call me
good.
Back. Check on me, Pete.
Thanks a lot. That's I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. See you later.
Well, that was Peter Pepper, and he obviously has the best intentions for me.
Wow.
I only had a half a soda yesterday.
I was breaking rocks today. Breaking rocks today, boy. That's for sure. What's that? So anyway, I want to thank the listener. Don't know the name of the listener that recommended a call from Dr. Pepper for Rob Spiewak, but I thought it might be a wonderful, wonderful idea. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Tuesday. We're happy to have you along. And yes, we're trying out new different things on the show with,
different voices.
I like having a button handy to do that. But anyway, it's really tough sometimes to think about the details in medicine. But there it is for you, Rob, and I thought you'd be interested in that. So that's
well, I'm doing the best I can. But there's nothing to argue that
see,
is
that's
bad
where
for
I
me.
Disagree. That's where I will disagree. But we'll have to take it up another day. And by the way, as far as Josh is concerned, yesterday Josh said to me, "Well, what about you with the slushy machine?" And Josh is absolutely right. So.
Yeah.
I have tabled that because you know what? I don't drink those things like I used to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think even when I'm going to have an adult beverage, I should avoid the sugary drinks. And so now there's part of me that said, if we had the Ninja Slush Slurpee, whatever the hell it's called, we would be able to modify our base and take the sugar out.
But you wouldn't
Carla,
do that.
Well, Carla wasn't sold on the fact that you could put tequila in liquid IV. I tried sugar-free liquid IV with tequila.
I wonder what would be the best.
I don't think the people at liquid IV would really be happy.
Well, we
if
wouldn't
I told
talk
about that.
It, but in a parallel universe, yes. What flavor would pair best with vodka?
The lemon lime.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, lemon lime, but I think really when
not
you
vodka,
think about
tequila,
it.
Not vodka, tequila, I'm sorry.
I don't know if they have a commercial today. I think we had one yesterday, so it means they don't have one today. The mango pineapple, I think it would be absolute perfect.
I think that would go with rum, wouldn't it?
Maybe better. Yeah,
I think the bomb pop flavor would work well
Also. I think so, too. Be a lot of fun. And isn't fun the best thing to have, ladies
and gentlemen?
It certainly
is.
By the way, I was going to get a sound effect to end that bit, but I was unsuccessful because I wanted to, because, you know, when you're paying attention to it, there's just too many things. I need an in-studio intern here to set things up for me.
That's okay. Well, you're near the...
Otherwise, as soon as Morgan was done, I said, thank you and goodbye.
Oh,
that's how you end a bit. That's how you do it. Thank you.
You can edit this in later. Thank you, Rob. Good luck and goodbye. Instead of the, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
But it was fun. So anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Tuesday, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Remember what he said, Josh. The bit was fun.
Yeah, the bit was fun.
Well...
Should I tell Mike about the pre-show fun that he missed out on?
Okay, so it's something with the Book of Faces, correct?
Yes.
All right, give me the bad news.
Well,
I
went to stream the show on Facebook this morning, like we always do, and it says, you have been suspended.
Oh, man, welcome to Carla's world.
I say, well, what did we do? What did we post that would offend Facebook? And it is that we were impersonating someone.
This
you know who we were impersonating
who?
To get suspended.
Who?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think who it could be. Like, impersonations aren't...
Yes.
Like, what we were, I just like, did would be suspended?
Like our page was suspended because we are pretending that we are someone else for the entire page.
I have no idea.
We are impersonating Mike O'Mara.
Fascinating.
That is what we got suspended for.
Is it time that you reveal the truth, Mike?
And
I am not me.
You are not you, and I'm not I.
What the hell?
I know.
The thing is, there's such a giant spider crab that you can't speak with a human being.
No.
Mike, this happened to Chad on either Friday or Saturday, and I've been dealing with it for 3 or 4 days for him.
So what's your theory? How is this happening?
Because someone... said that his shut his page down for impersonating Chad Dukes. So Facebook, I finally got someone on Facebook on Sunday in regards to his page to find out that they have gotten a flood of reports of that page being impersonated. So I can only assume the same thing has now happened to us where
now,
there is
that,
someone
does,
that
does
doesn't
that...
like the show attacking them both.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I get that. And so they just put it in there and Facebook immediately. Well, it's like when
Facebook is so scared of lawsuits and like corporate media that they just shut things down right away.
This is like the modern equivalent of the old days of a listener writing a letter to a sponsor, you know, to get money lost. But now they're
going
right to the source.
I'm selling a watch. Mm-hmm. And on the watch, I get a call from the big behemoth who will not get a publicity stunt, will not get a mention on this show.
All right.
But they say, your listing has been taken down because viewers or customers or whoever they appeal to has reported that it looks like it might have an aftermarket part of the watch.
Oh, we discussed it, the crystal, right?
Which is not true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you know, come on.
It's competitors that do this and haters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
So I've started the appeal with Facebook, and they say it could take like 48 hours. So we'll see.
It's just, you know, and now we kind of give people a blueprint if they ever want to do that again. But there's so many different ways you can do that.
Oh, don't worry.
If you're targeting.
I asked Facebook, how do we avoid this? And they said, well, we have this thing called Meta Verified, where we verify you for $12 a month.
Oh, my God. My God.
So once they take it down, they've got us sucked in to pay them.
Wow.
But it's a little mafia-ish.
Do you think there's
extortion.
A chance?
It is extortion.
It is extortion. Do you think there's a chance Facebook didn't really get the complaints? They're just pulling us down to get $12 a month?
No, because
then there would have been a one-click button to say, hey, you need to prove
that's
it
true.
To
they
you.
Would have made
wow.
it easier. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Oh, my God. God. All right. Well, good luck with that.
So
I'm sorry you have
it.
To
shows on
it.
YouTube. If you can't find it, it's over there.
I know that's that Josh was upset because I saw him get the notification and he almost raised his voice. He was that upset.
Well, because I've been dealing with it for 4 days. And to deal with Facebook, you have to send them messages and you got to find the right spot to send the message. And then maybe they'll invite you to chat. And if you don't respond right away, within like 2 minutes, they close the chat. Then you got to go start it all over again. Finally, if you chat long enough, they will offer to call you. But okay. They still don't help much over the phone.
Have you ever spoken with somebody at the Book of Faces?
I did on Sunday for Chad's page.
What can you? I mean, because I've never had the pleasure, and Carla hasn't either. What's that experience like?
I don't think the lady was in the U.S.
Out of town.
There was a little.
So they outsourced their call center, of course.
And then all she really wanted to do was screen share and show me how to file an appeal,
which you've already done, right?
Which I already did for him, Thanks to that, I already filed the appeal for us this morning as well.
I only spoke to Facebook once. It was a few years ago, and I called them just to say great job, and they put me right through.
Yeah. Thanks.
Didn't call them just to say happy birthday?
I did. I said, have a boss birthday.
And then shortly after that, Rob's father said, yay for Facebook.
Yay for Facebook, exactly.
Which is really, really cool.
It makes you want to just burn Facebook down.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, that's absurd. But
we don't
at
make
least
money off them. We use them.
Josh, though, I have to say, at least you have good news coming into the show today. Not only did your team win, but you are halfway to me wearing an Orioles hat. And
to wear a Red Sox hat.
But tonight, I think you've got the better chance of winning the bet, because Walker Buehler, the 4-run third inning.
Buehler,
anyone? Buehler, crappy pitcher, Buehler. Yeah, the Red Sox are starting to show some cracks in the armor a little bit, and there it is.
How many games are they out of first place, the Red Sox?
Five, and I think it's still five. It might be six if Toronto came back and won last night.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too comfortable there, because the Orioles' playoff odds after beating the Red Sox yesterday moved up to 0.2%.
That's terrific.
Yeah, they've had a little bit of a rough season, but I like the team. I like their pitcher. Their pitcher did really, really well, but there we are. And then, Rob, if the Red Sox win, doesn't Rob have to do something?
If it's a split, we're all wearing hair pieces.
Oh, the hair pieces. Yeah. Well, now I hope I just wear the hat. I don't want to wear a hair piece. Jesus Christ. That's just to add that to the list. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off with the beginning of school. And then tomorrow is the first official tryout for organization in his school. He's trying out for the golf team tomorrow.
And, oh, wow.
Not the high school golf team. He's a middle schooler. He's only 12. And, he's a little uptight about it. I'm a little uptight about it.
Sure.
And, and I try to quell my anxiety about this. But, you live through your kids and you live through their ups and their downs. And middle school, the cool thing about this school that he goes to, a scholar athlete centered program that they have there, they get these kids into the athletics in the middle schools, and I'm really, really excited about the fact that he's going to have a formal go out with the. They're splitting them up into two groups. I think it might be maybe 12 guys the first day, 12 guys the second, and then they narrow it down to about half, and we'll see what happens. But that's happening now, so we'll.
His mood overall? It's easy to gauge a parent's mood. We're all parents here, so we know what it's like. You want so badly for him to do well.
Identical to mine in that great when things are going well on the golf course, that instantaneously can come apart at the seams. Mm-hmm. I think he's got abilities. I think he's got a decent shot. And I know where he's going to play is not really a real mean golf course with a lot of teeth in it. It's a short kind of executive course. And I think he can do well. I think he really can do well. However, the emotions, if you want to look at Scottie Scheffler, it's either because he either takes drugs, he's incredibly stupid, or he really knows how to manage his emotions. I think it's the last one. I really do. I think Scottie is able to just compartmentalize that and not think about the outcome. And it results in just an incredible record of golf victories, whereas my son, much like his daddy, tends to fly off the handle. much like I was, like, I'll give you an example. Coming in with the Morgan Freeman bit that I came up with last night and this morning, I said, this will be really great. By the time I was ready to do it, my mojo was dead. I had no energy, and I was angry. I was filled with rage, mm-hmm. and that affected the bit, because that gets Rob nervous, and then, you know, it just laid there. So hopefully with post-production, Josh Sirocco will be able to make that seamless. I think that should be great. That'll be fantastic.
It'll be fine.
Does Michael's school, do they have a policy on American-made golf shoes, or is he going to be okay?
You know, I think those golf shoes, nobody's going to be able to tell, and I think they are going to – I think they look dreamy.
Oh, really?
Did I ever show them to you or show you a picture of them?
I don't think he has, Josh. Has he?
No, I don't think I have.
No.
And he'll be ready to go. I'll be picking him up an hour and 45 minutes late because he'll take a bus.
Oh, so you're not going to watch him or anything?
I don't think you can. Or you're supposed to.
Is there any chance you could show up.
Yeah.
Is there any chance you can take him over to that course today after school?
No, because we went to Happy Valley yesterday. So that was it. And he's got baseball practice tonight. So, first words out of his mouth today when he came out, all sleepy, he said,
"Yeah,
baseball practice. I just hope it doesn't affect the golf game tomorrow." And I'm like, don't think like that. Just let it all happen. Let it all. Sports, they're just another layer of anxiety, but it makes the wins more fun. So
I can relate. If we were producing a play and we had like a improv contest, mm-hmm. like during the schedule, it messes with your mind because you want to focus on the
theater,
project.
Now, yeah. I know that there can be, I experienced it personally, mm-hmm. there can be stress in theater.
Sure.
Tremendous stress in theater.
100%, yeah.
When you're auditioning for a role, was there ever, did you do regular plays? I've never gotten your theater bio as far as what your theatrography.
I didn't get in anything my freshman year because we had a really solid theater department going into it. But my freshman year, they did The Diary of Anne Frank and Arsenic and Old Lace. Oh, I mean, all classic,
all the same
one set
that
high school
cheap.
Plays. Yeah, that you could license cheaply.
You license those really cheap.
And then my sophomore year, they really went cheap, and they did Shakespeare. Because A Midsummer Night's Dream is not only a one-set play, but it's free. And all the English students are going to be required to see it because it's Shakespeare.
Did you try out for the Shakespeare?
Yeah, I played the role of Aegeus, who is, I think, Hermia's father. Two little scenes, not a big role, but yeah.
Not a big role, but did you, but I mean, obviously you had to try out for it, right?
Yeah, and I'm not a good auditioner, not at all.
You're not?
No. Mm-mm.
Did you use a British accent when you did it?
No, I used, actually, Mike, in the latter part of my sophomore year, I did.
You know, we've never discussed this, Josh, ever, his theatrical endeavors, ever in my life.
I'm curious. What happened in the later years?
The later in my sophomore year, the second production was indeed The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie, and I did use a British accent because I played Major Metcalf. And the thing about it, if you want to know how much school has changed since 19, that would be 87, I smoked a pipe with tobacco and fire on stage in high school. And when you're 16, that's pretty wild.
That is cool. And yeah. So did you ever audition or try? You said you were bad at trying out. Did you ever have any real disappointments?
When I was auditioning for My Fair Lady, which would have been the following year, during my musical audition, they stopped me.
I have never heard this, Rob.
They said,
I have never heard this.
I believe the phrase was, thank you, thank you. There was like two. Yeah. But that was weird.
Were you doing the Rex Harrison?
No. I always wanted to be Rex Harrison's sidekick. I wanted to be Colonel Pickering. More laughs than Colonel Pickering.
Okay.
And so, but to sing, I had a song in the show, but I didn't want to sing that song because it's not a very melodic song. So I chose to sing a cappella, I Could Have Danced All Night. But
what?
In my, well,
that's
yeah,
a, because that's a ladies' song.
Well, you know, but in my head, I'd heard Frank Sinatra do it, and I said, you know
I'm
what? All I need to do.
Could I hear a little?
God almighty, do you hear that?
Yeah.
I do hear that leaf blower.
Yeah.
Wow. Hardworking people. God bless them.
I would say from the My Fair Lady score, it's probably the closest to a standard. It goes, I could have danced all night.
Stop. That's enough.
That's exactly what it was like. Because it was, you know what it was? It was ill-chosen to begin with. But I'm
totally
16.
Ill-chosen.
I'm 16.
What's the Colonel Pickering, does he have any musical numbers?
Yeah, and he's got the first song in Act Two when they come back from the Royal Ball, and he sings You Did It. Tonight, old man, you did it. You did it. You did it. Tonight, old man, you did it. And succeed, you
Why
did.
Why didn't you do that?
I should have.
Instead of the ladies' song. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, were you trying out for the lady?
I was not trying to.
Did you want the lady role?
Tell the truth.
I did not want the lady
role.
No, I don't want to play Eliza Doolittle. I don't.
Who got Pickering? You know you hated him. Oh, you got Pickering.
I got it.
Well, then you won the audition then. Then that wasn't a bad experience.
My reading audition was pretty good for that because I also knew the guy who was auditioning for Higgins, and we played off each other very well. So that was a lot of fun. But
was he the good-looking lead?
He was a handsome lead. Yeah, he's still an actor to this day.
Really?
Yeah. I've nothing you've heard of. No, not really.
Okay.
But he's still getting it done.
He's still doing high school theater. He's 53.
He's 54 years old. And you will see him this week in The Wiz, which is
wow.
Great.
That's so cool. What else? Tell me. I love it.
Let's see. We did a Reader's Theater play sophomore year called My Client Curly. I did voices in that. No, it was about a singing caterpillar. No, it was about a singing caterpillar.
Hey, look, mittens.
A dancing caterpillar is what it was. It's an old radio play. It was not great. Then what do we do? You want to talk about stress. Is My Fair Lady was to be the last big show that our director did before she retired, Mrs. Fiedler. And she wanted to blow.
Arthur's daughter?
Lover.
Okay.
And she wanted to blow out every dollar in the theater budget. So she didn't want to leave any money behind. So she rented costumes. She rented sets. She printed professional tickets. And at our final dress rehearsal, everything went so badly that I remember driving home with my friend John and I said, we're screwed. We can't do this because the final dress was so bad.
What was the show again?
My Fair Lady.
It's
a big show. I mean, yeah. There's an orchestra. We had like a 15-piece orchestra and everything. And
really?
It was students, but they were
good.
What
happened during the dress rehearsal?
Cues were missed. Sets were wrong. We had a beautiful thing where when they switched to from the streets of London to Professor Higgins' office, we had two half sets that we pushed on wheels together. And the one that was stage right had a very, very rickety spiral staircase built by shop students because there was a scene where he had to go up a spiral staircase to get a book. As I recall, they didn't quite line the sets up right when they pushed them together. And during final dress, when Jeff, he was playing Higgins, came down, he sort of turned oddly and broke the rail of the spiral staircase, and the set shifted. Yeah, and really? It was like, I mean, we're just standing there and looking like, oh my God, in 23 hours we're performing this. This
and
can't
did
be
it,
right.
Did it come off okay?
I remember John telling me on the way home, he said, you know, they always say a bad rehearsal is a great performance, and we laughed and laughed and laughed. And really thought we were screwed. And it turned out we did four performances and they all worked. They were all fine.
Okay.
So,
right.
But it was very daunting.
Any crushing disappointments in your high school theater career? Anything that I have my singular moment that involves sports that was devastating. Did you ever have a moment like that?
Yeah. I think is that we did a play called, Our Town. Our Town was, you know, another cheap play, old Thornton Wilder play with no set or anything like that.
A lot of schools do it, right?
And I got sort of relegated to a role I didn't want, and to a point
you wanted to be the narrator.
I wanted to be the narrator, yeah. And I didn't get it, and I was not bitter at my friend who got the role, but I was just so not into that show that I didn't.
So you were hurt.
I was hurt. I wanted it, but I did end up getting a narrator-like role in the last show we did, which was the Neil Simon play, The Good Doctor. which is sort of sketches stitched together. And I was the narrator for that, which was very, very rewarding. So that was good. But we did some one acts and things like that. But I think my favorite thing was ever My Fair Lady. And the funny thing about that is we were working.
Of course it was.
It was grand, Mike. It was marvelous.
I cannot believe you saying I could have danced all night.
I just had to prove I could carry a tune, and it was just so ill-chosen.
A good director would have said, what the F are you singing that for?
Well, I was auditioning for the musical director, Miss Kay Green, and she was not anyone we'd ever worked with before, and she was she was a bitch on wheels. She's probably dead now, but her big deal was if you were in her classes, like as a singer, and you misbehaved, she would say minus one. Because that meant that she would take 1 point off your final grade at the end of the quarter.
I know what that's. I'm dealing with that now. I get that.
So she'd be, playing and we're goofing around. And she'd look at me and some of my goofy compatriots and just go, minus one. And I looked at it. We don't have her as a teacher. That doesn't hold any weight at all.
Oh, like when you were in the theater thing.
Yeah, one time she said minus five. And every music student went, like something really bad happened. And I just said, it doesn't bother me because she has no effect on me. But she so truly hated me. She really did. And that made it a little tough.
Her.
No, I didn't. But the theater director.
I think all kids probably have that attitude if they have a class they're not thriving in, they always say the teacher hates me. I think that's time, every kid, right? I mean,
And I think it could be true some of the time, but I think that Miss K. Green I think she really did dislike me. And then Mrs. Fiedler, who was the actual theater director, she loved me. So that helped. That helped a lot. Yeah.
Why did the
Rob's not used to not being liked?
Yeah. Exactly.
I enjoy being liked.
Why did the lady hate you?
Because I didn't really give a damn about the musical end of the show. I wanted it to be funnier. And I goofed around a lot. And, not just with stuff on stage, but during rehearsals.
Like you mean you'd goof on stage? You'd try to get cheap laughs on stage?
Well, not cheap, but I would, I remember starting to manufacture sort of a gay subtext between Higgins and Pickering. It was very funny, but they didn't go for it.
So you're changing the lines.
No, it's just the read of the lines. They don't tell you how to read the lines. And I was talking to Jeff.
Interesting,
and I said,
with that subtext and also choosing that particular audition number. I really wonder. I think maybe,
wonder
maybe
all you want.
I think you missed your calling. I know, I really do. I think you could have explored things.
Living together in turn of the century London. Who knows? Yeah. Things happen.
But what's the whole premise of the musical is that he falls in love.
Yes, and that's why Pickering got so bitter, because he lost his man to another woman.
God.
And that's the subtext of the show.
Wow, no wonder she hated you. You just took that beautiful musical and you made it into something it's not.
A sex comedy. It's the new Lerner and Lowe. Yeah,
that's the one you should have done. You should have done La Cage aux Folles is what you should have done.
I think it would have been too expensive for our school to get. So.
Josh, did you ever audition for any plays when you were in school?
No, I did not. I was on the I was on the tech crew for one play.
Tech crew, perfect. All right, that works well. That's
wireless
great.
Mics.
Wireless mics and a fog machine is what I had to run.
I like fog machines.
So you can go back and get that for the show. That'll be something fun. I think that'll be really, really cool. We will do that.
It'll make the show eerier, Mike.
Yeah, well, we still like playlists. We really do. We've got some news coming up, but first I want to tell you this episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, folks. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers, and they sell them to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Ugh, God, I hate it.
It's great, Mike. I signed up for this on Sunday, and I got a reminder in my email. It says, check your dashboard. So I went to Incogni, and in 36 hours or so, over 120 lists I've been confirmed to be removed from. 120. And they keep it going constantly. So as you're added, they find it and they take you down. It's so out of mind. It took me like 2 minutes to sign up.
I'm so glad that they are advertising on this show, because your phone, if you don't have something like Incogni on there, your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess. Identity theft is always lurking just around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their lists, period. With 4 flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use the code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's INCOGNI.com/TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
News. This is a segment called News, yes.
News, everybody. The Oxford English Dictionary added some new words last month, and now the UK's second snootiest dictionary, the Cambridge Dictionary.
I've never even taken the Cambridge Dictionary. I think it's too snooty for me.
Well, they've followed suit with the Oxford one. Here are the best words and definitions they have added so far this year. A 12-year-old I know will be very happy. Skibbity.
I still don't get it.
What's the definition?
The definition, skibbity? They define it as a word that can have different meanings, such as cool or bad, or can be used with no real meaning as a joke, like, what the skibbity are you doing? Or, that wasn't very skibbity riz of you. By the way,
well, hold it, skibbity and skibbity riz, is that different?
That's two words.
Yeah.
Josh is kind of our resident expert.
So riz would be a different word.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So skibbity riz would be skibbity with some, like, charisma.
I see.
Skibbity Riz, of course, was a great theater play. Skibbity Riz Pickering.
I auditioned for it, and I sang I Honestly Love You by Olivia Newton-John.
All female songs?
Always a female song.
Number two, Delulu. Have you heard this one? Short for delusional. Yes. You've heard that, boy. You study all these terms, right?
I've got two middle schoolers.
The collectible doll that people are doing now? Is that called? No, I thought that was a Delulu.
That's something else.
Okay, all right. But I've heard a lot about that.
Delulu. We talked about Delulu on here. Delulu.
I don't think so. I don't know I don't remember.
Maybe not.
Believing things that are not real or true, usually because you choose to. Number three, trad wife, short for traditional wife. I've never heard of that one either.
No.
A married woman who stays at home doing cooking, cleaning his children, she takes care of his trad wife.
Well, I don't use the word trad wife. I use the word proper for that.
Proper. What were you going to say, Josh?
It's usually, I've seen it in that negative term of a trad wife.
She's just a trad wife. Don't worry about that. Number four is broligarchy.
It's funny, whatever it is.
That's the Rogan and Theo and all those.
It's a term. For, no. Well, yeah, I guess it could be. It's a term for tech bros who are extremely powerful and have or want political influence.
Oh, like Josh.
Elon.
Elon. Number five, DYOR.
Christian,
you know
Dior.
That one?
Yeah, it's a brand of clothing.
No, DYOR. That would be DIOR. DYOR.
It's probably do yourself something.
Do your own research.
Do your own
research.
Research.
Yes, very good, boys. You got there.
It's Josh, the new Google smart. It.
Yeah. Do your own research. Number six is cardboard box index. That's a way of measuring the health of the economy according to how many cardboard boxes are being produced or shipped. I'm in the dark on this too. I feel
it makes perfect sense though. Yeah, I mean, the more boxes, the more shipping. The more shipping, more sales.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. I didn't know this one. Nanoship. You familiar with that one?
It has to be a very small ship.
No, a very short romantic interaction with someone
a relationship.
With zero expectations that it will lead to a real relationship. Mm. So it's a hookup. Yeah. It's like a one-night stand. That's what it is.
I look forward to hearing all of these words on the floor of Parliament now that they're in the dictionary.
They're all going to be worked into the show in the next few weeks. Career catfishing.
That's really, isn't that Michael's dream job?
No. No. Career catfishing. That's
real fishing.
I don't
know what career catfishing is.
It is the act of accepting a job offer, but then not showing up on your first day. Either one of you ever hear that?
No.
What does that do for you?
It makes the employer mad. It's just kind of a millennial not given S thing, I guess.
Yeah, but it sounds like it.
Do we not have to worry, like when you quit jobs or whatever, you don't have to worry about your resume?
I would think that would be burning a bridge, but what do I know? Number nine is chrono working. Do you know what chrono working is?
Something to do with time, I guess.
Yeah, yes.
I would think working all the time.
Nope. It's adapting your work schedule to when you feel most awake and energetic. You know the weird thing about me? One of the best times for me is like 5:30 in the morning. I get more done at 5:30 than I prep shows. I go in, I clean kitchens, I get things ready.
Why do you think it is? A lack of distraction from other family members?
I don't know. I guess I'm getting a good night's sleep. I can't nail it down. Well, I don't know what the hell it is.
Time to move the show up to 5:30.
5:30 a.m., yes. Number 10, smartphone face. That's when an actor's face looks too modern for them to be believable in a drama set in the past.
I buy that. I can see that, yeah.
Number 11 is burnt toast theory.
David Haynes.
Yeah, that was a news guy used to say burnt toast in coffee time. The idea that a minor inconvenience like burning your toast in the morning might actually be preventing something worse from happening later in the day.
Effect.
Y'all are crazy.
Anyway, I've heard things like you forget your keys and you go get your keys, and because of that, you miss an automobile accident that you could have been in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had a word for that called butterfly effect, right?
Or
is that the same thing?
No, I think butterfly effect is that one little thing in one environment can change something huge down the road. It's not a personal thing.
Like, and your toast burns, so you miss the accident.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect the world.
Carl is guilty of the next one. Number 12, meta face. When photos are enhanced, in her case, videos are enhanced with filters and make everyone look similarly flawless or unrealistically beautiful. I get mad at her for this because I don't think she needs assistance. I really think that it's like, why are you doing?
And every now and then I'll see a picture of myself on social media where I just look horrible, and it really bothers me that I've already filtered it.
Number 13 is man-terrupting. This is self-explanatory.
Yeah, like mansplaining, except interrupting, right?
It's interrupting a woman when she's speaking, usually because the man thinks he has something more important to say.
And
stop
usually,
man-terrupting me.
He's usually right. Wrong. No, he's right.
Shalaborating is number 14, explaining something in a much more detailed way than is necessary, often making the explanation more confusing. Rob, you've shalaborated before.
Sure.
When you're explaining a game, sometimes you tend to shalaborate on that.
Mm-hmm.
Number 15 is air jail, the act of lifting a pet into the air to stop or prevent bad behavior. Air jail. God almighty. I mean,
can you do that with like a dog? Like if it's a dog of any size, you can't do it.
Air jail.
You can do it with tiny dogs.
Man, yeah. I'll tell you, our dogs would never be on the ground if we had that, because they would just be, it's constant.
Yeah.
And now, hey, Winslow, thanks for following Stubby into the land of floor piss. Thanks so much.
But
really,
Mike,
appreciate it.
You can clean up so much floor piss at 5 in the morning.
Yeah,
and
I've done
him
it
in air jail.
Oh, yeah. Missed that one when last night when I was sleepy. Missed that one. Jimmy Kimmel launched his playful fake feud with Matt Damon. Can you believe 20 years ago?
Wow.
All the way back in 2005.
Wow.
Jimmy recently told Variety about a time when Matt came over to his place, scarfed down dinner, and started choking. This is just so... Jimmy Kimmel and Matt, I love the relationship.
Yeah.
He said he came late, he was very hungry, and he started eating fast. He started choking on a pork rib. His brother was also there. We tried the Heimlich many times, but it was too far down. The rib was stuck for about an hour and a half. So clearly this wasn't a situation where the windpipe was blocked.
No, is it just like a hunk of pork, or did he eat the bone?
Wasn't there, Rob. Couldn't tell you. Instead of the windpipe is where you have food lodged in your food pipe. I guess the one that goes down to your stomach.
Yeah.
Jimmy wanted to get Matt to the hospital because, quote, if he dies in my house, I'm going to prison for the rest of my life. I will never be able to explain this as anything other than a murder. It's unclear if Matt was hesitant or his brother, but they did not want to do that. Instead, they started YouTubing a fix. Jimmy said they watched a lot of videos and finally concluded that eating little bits of bread was the way to get that rib to work its way down into his stomach, and it did work. Quote, the bread saved him. So I've never heard that. But I mean, I'm not, you know, the dangerous part is if you do get something in your windpipe, that's that.
Yeah, I can only imagine,
right?
It would be discomfort if you had.
This episode is brought to you by IQBar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on a new special edition product, a salted caramel chip protein bar. IQBar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, my salted caramel chip IQ bar has 12 grams of protein and only a gram of sugar, plus nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. And 10% of sales go to Chef Keller's nonprofit program, Mentor, supporting the next generation of aspiring U.S. chefs. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ bars and all of their amazing products. I'm in love. When products are co-created by a Michelin star chef, they taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64000. That's TMOS to 64000. TMOS to 64000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. IQ Bar, the best.
Hunk of pork in your in the stomach pipe, but unless it was the bone, that would hurt a lot.
But bone.
You can't eat a bone. You can't eat a bone, Mike.
Winter's bone, everybody. If you are a millennial, this may mean something to you. The Jonas Brothers were performing in Virginia Beach. Fine place.
Great
fine
place.
Vacation spot. They did it on Friday night when they shocked fans by bringing out Hanson. Yeah!
Hanson, who is now 85 years old, the little one is. And
together,
great.
All six brothers performed Mbop. And before Hanson came out, Joe Jonas said that this was long overdue. I guess there was a rivalry back on the day. We were playing them back,
yeah.
In the days. And while they've hugged it out many times, they've never performed together. And he added, we were so inspired by them. So Hanson was Jonas Brothers, and I'm sure if you like that kind, if you're at a Jonas Brothers concert, I would think Hanson coming out would be a big deal.
It could almost save it. Almost.
The Jonas Brothers, including the one with a really small mouth. You know the one I'm talking about?
I do. There's definitely, I think the youngest one, the diabetic, that's your handsome Jonas
brother.
He's
a diabetic?
Yeah, and the other, and he's an outspoken diabetic. If he found out I drank those sodas, he'd have a cow.
Well, but the other two, Dr. Pepper back on the case.
I think that the other two Jonas Brothers are sort of on his coattails. They're not as classically handsome.
Well, some people probably had a real good time down in Virginia Beach, but
you always do, Mike. It's a sun and fun capital of the Old Dominion.
If you needed an excuse to order French fries for lunch, here you go. Happy National Potato Day. Mm. It's always August 19th. A new poll for it looks at the most popular, and then underline this part, the most popular homemade potato dishes.
Okay.
It wasn't even close as far as homemade dishes. What do you think numero uno is?
Oh, got to be pierogies.
That's why I do this, as Lewis Black would say. No, Rob, it's not pierogies. It's mashed potatoes. Number one by far.
Oh, well, who doesn't love them? They're great.
Yes, they're fantastic. Top four in order, mashed potatoes, potato salad, baked potatoes, and breakfast potatoes or hash browns. I don't like that they include that in the same category. Breakfast potatoes or hash browns. There's all the difference in the world in those two products. I don't like breakfast potatoes. I love me the hash browns.
Hash browns are usually grated up, right? They're a finer texture and almost made
grated
like a patty.
Potato and then a nice crisp crust.
Yeah.
A crumb crisp crust.
Crust. On the crim. Outside. What is it? Crumb crisp.
Or as the lady yesterday said, creased. Chris.
I think, do you agree with the orderation of that? I think I would put a baked potato ahead of potato salad.
The thing about a baked potato, I've always felt in my fat world that a baked potato is like the healthy alternative, and I've always kind of shied away. But there's nothing like a really well-done baked potato.
It's, Mike, it's not healthy if you load it up.
Yeah. And that, well, you can load a potato in a potato gun. way back in the day when I was out at a guy's party, we were drinking, and we had a blast. We were at Evergreen Country Club, for those of you in the Virginia area, you've ever heard of it. Fine place, great membership, funny people. I was a younger man and much more of a heavy drinker. Mm-hmm. We took a potato gun, and we had people drive golf carts by, and we tried to shoot them with the potatoes. You do not have a better time at a party than drinking beer and shooting a potato gun at moving golf carts.
How many people were killed?
Only two. Only two. Wasn't that bad.
We used to grow potatoes when I was a boy, and we'd sell them at the vegetable stand. And because, you know, they were real, organically grown potatoes, they were all different sizes. And what were very popular ones that were about the size of a golf ball. That was
fingerlings.
No, we didn't do fingerlings.
Hate those.
We did Chippewa was the variety of potato we grew.
Really?
I don't know why I remember that. But I took a pipe, probably about an 18-inch pipe, and hammered it into the ground behind the vegetable stand and figured out that if I lit a firecracker and dropped it in the pipe and then put a potato on top of it, it would shoot way in the air.
Same principle.
Exactly.
Anything more fun? I doubt it.
No. And after you shoot the potato four or five times, it actually starts cooking, which is also fun.
Yum, yum, everybody. Hey, everybody. When you're in a public bathroom and you have to sit, do you hover? Do you use a toilet seat liner or just pop a squat? Half of people in the Go For It group use one of those thin paper liners, and thin is the key word here. According to a new BBC article, those liners might be kind of pointless. Here's a quote from the BBC article. A layer of toilet paper or toilet cover will likely not protect you from pathogens. They are made of porous materials, so they cannot stop germs from seeping through and touching your privatory pieces. I put the privatory pieces in there. Experts say hovering isn't great either because it's harder to fully empty your bladder. Mm-hmm. And for women, it can potentially cause a UTI.
UTI. That's skibbity.
Skibbity, skibbity, skibbity.
I hate the covers. I don't think they're worthwhile whatsoever. So I sit without, but I sit cross-legged.
That's a little picture after you light your potato on fire.
Exactly. Delicious.
You were going to say something, Josh. I can tell. Well, I've learned your face. Yes.
Well, I was thinking it'd be hard for him to cross his legs when he's facing in the tank.
That's an even better picture right there. Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Break me off a piece of that video, ladies and gentlemen.
What I do is I can do that, and then I use the tank as a table.
Isn't that great?
I can play solitaire.
And if you're in a private home, it's an upper decky.
Yeah, buddy.
Finally today, Josh, did you get that picture I sent you?
I have it right here.
Okay, save it for the end. A 31-year-old woman near Lexington, Kentucky, is facing charges after she damaged her ex-boyfriend's car so bad she totaled it. Her name?
Wow.
Stephanie Carlquist. Oh, Ms. Carlquist. They got in some sort of fight early last month, and she slashed one of his tires, but the real damage came later that month. After a second fight on July 15th, he says she smashed his windshield, cracked his rearview mirror, destroyed his radio, filled his vents with glitter.
And
poured salt in his engine. His car had to be towed, and his insurance totaled it after a mechanic said it would cost $12,465 to fix everything.
Wow.
For some reason, Stephanie was there when the tow truck driver showed up.
For some reason.
Stephanie's always there. And she told the tow truck driver she was the one who did it. She also fessed up in text to her boyfriend later on and claimed she did it because she's stressed out and she's pregnant.
Oh, no, Stephanie.
And it's not clear if he's the father or not. Yeah, this keeps getting better.
This is a good Kentucky story.
She admitted to police that she broke the windshield and put glitter in the vents, but she tried to claim that some of the other damage was because her ex was overdue for an oil change. In any event, she was very, very upset when they booked her. Let's take a look at her mugshot right now.
Oh, she does look mad.
Stephanie looks like, really distraught.
Is there anything more beautiful than a glowing mother?
Wow.
I mean, look at her. She's happy to be there.
She really is. She is glowing, and she's got some, speaking of glowing, Golden Globes seem to be appropriate as well, too. Stephanie, good luck in the Hooskow. Nah, I hope she doesn't do jail time. That's it. We got to move on.
They'll take all her glitter away if she goes to jail.
Glitter in the vents.
That's great. That's a good bit. Yeah.
Cat people, is your feline puking, pouting, or just ready for a serious diet glow up? Enter Smalls. Smalls is protein-packed, vet-approved, and delivered straight to your door. It's no wonder Cats.com crowned it the best overall cat food. Get 60% off plus free shipping with code TMOS at Smalls.com. But hurry, as some people pronounce that. I say hurry. Some people say hurry.
I made a horrible mistake. I was researching this client, and I went to cats.com, and it was K-A-T-Z.com, and it's not the right one.
So thanks for visiting, Rob.
C-A-T-S is where you need to go.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Katz.
Hurry now. It's a limited-time-only offer. Actual human being Elizabeth C. raves, after every meal, he zooms around the house, and his fur looks shinier than ever. I wouldn't recommend anything else. Try it risk-free. Yeah, that's a full refund if your cat turns up their whiskers. Feed them Smalls. Buy some right now, meow.
Meow.
What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve for a limited time only. Because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener, you can get 60% off your first Smalls order. What's not to like?
You got
to
get it, baby. Come on,
baby.
Go
get it. Free shipping also by using the code TMOS. 60% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code TMOS as well. Again, that's promo code TMOS for 60% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. And we say thank you, Smalls.
I love Smalls. They are sponsoring Cat 2026. Did you know
that? Oh, I didn't know you were getting ready for that already.
Yeah.
Did you have your organizational meeting?
Yep, and all the people are going to be there. It's going to be great. We're cleaning out all the storeroom. So, you know, we had trouble with fires in the past.
Very exciting.
But Cat 2026 is going to be really good. We've booked Tony Orlando.
A few days ago.
Thanks for the super chat, Phil.
Oh, thank you, Phil. We appreciate it. Phil. Josh Sroka, Mrs. O'Mara came up to me a couple of days ago and said, are you aware how Josh Sroka, he of the reticence for TikTok, he of the I went kicking and
TikTok.
Screaming
mm-hmm.
into TikTok, has now eclipsed this show with his influencing and his juice on TikTok.
As a favor to me, Mike, please let's not talk about Josh's juice. Just
I'm
it makes me
sorry.
Ill at ease.
Josh, you are killing it.
Yes.
And now you are an official influencer.
I guess so, because I was added to their creator rewards program where I guess they're going to start paying me or something.
So does TikTok reach out for you to be a creator, or do they just...
Yeah, I got a notice that I had 10,000 followers and it said 100,000 plays in the last month. So
he's killing it.
But
what are we going to do when he...
Go ahead.
What are we going to do when he leaves? Because obviously he's bigger than
the
show.
Are benefiting the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to be when he leaves, Rob, because you and I are fat, lazy, useless pieces of dung.
Exactly.
That's what we are. And we don't do anything for the show. Mm-hmm. And he does everything for the show.
Mm-hmm. So
he does.
So I don't know how that whole reward thing works as far as TikTok paying me. But what I have learned in the past week is I have companies now reaching out to me about, hey, we'll send you our product if you make
That's
a video
cool.
for it.
That so is so, oh, like my, the Fair Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Like Fair Harbor. So I got my first products in today, this week.
Okay. All right, let's take a look. Let's see what we got.
How about a remote control fighter jet? This
now,
is my first product.
Your 12-year-old has got to absolutely love that.
Oh, I made a commercial for them, and it's him flying it the entire time during the commercial.
That is awesome.
I saw, Josh, is it true what you say, that the easiest way to make it take off is to just throw it?
Yes, because
Mike, you should see this video. It's crazy.
Would you like to see the video?
I'd love to see the video.
Yeah.
Please, go for it.
It's a very impressive thing.
Okay, I finally did it. I grabbed myself a fighter jet. You know these little remote control jets you see on TikTok? I've got one right here. It's been a blast to take out. Unboxing it, super easy. It's got two batteries. It's got the remote control, an extra set of wheels, all there in the box. So once you do that, you got to stick the wheels in, and then you glue the tail wings on. It comes with the super glue. The thing's ready to go take off. It is fun. It blows air out the back with like an internal fan, so it's kind of like a jet. It feels like a jet. I found the easiest way to launch it was by throwing it. It's got a stabilizer in it to keep it nice and smooth. And guys, look at this fighter jet design. It looks like it's coming straight out of Top Gun flying over your home. I grabbed my...
Have you ever heard this MF-er with this level of excitement around the show on any day whatsoever? Have you ever heard him? Have you ever heard him with this level of enthusiasm?
It makes me want to send him...
Now he's an influencer. All of a sudden, somebody turned his on switch on.
Yeah. No, I go to the AI and I say, write me a commercial for this.
But your delivery is great.
Yeah.
But your delivery was an AI. Okay. That level of enthusiasm, I have never heard that come out of
Where was that when we were doing commercials for the Vegas show? Where was that energy?
Amen.
I'm learning. You know?
Amen.
That was a year ago.
Now, what else did they send you? What else did they send
Product 2 is not as exciting, and I haven't figured out how to make a video yet for it. It is a phone stand. It is a little tripod magnet thing to hold up my phone.
Oh, it's a magnet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
good. Like the circle magnet that you would have on that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It's a cool product. Not as good as a fighter jet, for it.
You know?
Does it, the phone stand, does it fly if you throw it? Maybe that could be a commercial.
I'm sure it will.
this all started with Fair Harbor, right? Is that where it all started?
Yeah, I guess, after doing that, I said, let me do some of the Orioles stuff and complain about the Orioles. And that's where it really blew up, was leaning into that Oriole frustration.
He's finding his niche. I like it. His niche. You don't like it?
No.
It's all good for the show.
It is. It'll benefit the program.
I want my taste.
Me too.
You want a fighter jet?
I want my taste. Well,
That's the only thing TikTok has paid me so far is the fighter jet.
But that is super cool. I mean, what is your most viewed number for a video?
I was at like 40,000.
40,000!
Wow.
That was from like 2 weeks ago. But then I saw that I have one that I did last year that I just had been sitting on my account that has like 200,000.
What did 200,000?
Hold on. What is the resonating factor? Is it the Orioles bitching that gets
you
going?
Orioles. Yeah, the 41, it says 41,600 views from my complaint about the Orioles screwing their fans.
Okay. All right. And a lot of passion with that one, too. Is that what it is? Because you know what?
Yeah.
These influencers that do, I watch a lot of Red Sox ones. I like Red Seat Radio is one that I watch. And then for the Giants, I forgot the name of the guy that does the Giants thing. They're both very similar, and they really take it personally. And it gives me, as a fan, an enormous sense of satisfaction when I see that. So I think that's the kind of energy. Would the same energy exist if you were doing a full-scale rave about the Orioles, or would it not, do you think? What do you think?
No, I think I did a nice one last night. That was fun, and all because Trevor Rogers pitched so well against the Red Sox.
Yeah, I know.
So that was positive.
Maybe I should do a counterpoint.
Here, you want to see my one that went 40,000?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Now, I think it was timing that I put this out right when the Orioles announced that they were raising ticket prices.
It's all about timing. It always is.
Orioles. Let me get this straight. The Baltimore Orioles right now are 15 and a half games out of first place in one of our most disappointing seasons in decades. And you decide to raise ticket prices 3%? Fine. Whatever. Inflation. I get that. But now you want to force 13-game ticket plans to go to 20 games? And 29-game ticket plans to go to 40 games. I've been a season ticket holder for 30 years. No World Series. Very little playoff wins. What are you doing? This weekend, the Orioles hosted the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I also kept
sold out two games. You think the Orioles would learn something from a team that puts fans first. The Bananas focus on simple things. Make it enjoyable. Make it fun for the fans. Make it accessible for the fans, not nickel and dime your fan base, especially during the dumpster fire of a season. Orioles, you gotta do better. We love this team. We bleed orange and black. But these ticket prices, not putting fans first, the way you're handling this is making it harder and harder for people to come out to the game, making it harder and harder to spread my love of the Orioles down to the next generation. If you're not going to win games, at least put fans first.
Bingo.
I love the costuming changes. It was like watching Cher.
I think your editing skills are spectacular. I think they are. I think that's what does it. And I wish to be, I now appeal to you, Josh Soroka, to be your student. You are with these videos, the Zen master, the cap cut, and all of that. I wish to be your student. I wish to be taught. Can you teach me these things?
Well, right now, all I'm doing is complaining about the Orioles and maybe a couple movie reviews, but I can edit for you.
Okay.
Together, I can edit it.
Okay. That's good. But if you get mad and I say the wrong thing and you go away, I'd love to have some of the skills myself. I'd love to. Am I teachable, do you think? Do you think that an old dog can learn new tricks?
Yeah. Do you think Mike is trainable?
I think so.
Right.
And I guarantee Michael can do it.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Because all the kids can do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I think those are. By the way, I'm not even an Orioles fan. And in his own way, I am captivated by that.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome. And I think, don't you think he's grown on the show as far as his on-air presence as
100%,
well? 100%.
Yeah. 100%. I got to know, though, what video has 200,000 followers or likes?
I looked it up. It was 166.
Okay.
I did a review last year or 2 years ago, whenever it was, of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wow.
And I guess it just has sat there on my account.
You know, Carla did Carla on her page forwarded a video of going, how much weight have you lost? How much weight have you lost?
Yeah.
And that's over like 2 million or something like that. It's incredible. You never quite know what's going to strike a chord. I do know one thing for certain. I have never struck that chord. But anyway, it's not that I'm not going to keep on trying. And by the way, having this asset named Josh Soroka here is spectacular.
I hear that. I love that. I think that's very true.
And I'd say you did strike that chord pre-internet.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I did. Yes, I thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
The VHS tapes looked great.
Yes, the VHS tapes and the CDs. They were wonderful, weren't they?
The CD-ROMs.
Yeah, the CD-ROM. Really, really. Some of it really fine.
Some of those are really coming into their... They've got graphics and everything. You'll love
it. Well, let me say, I'm not getting paid extra unless I sell this particular product. So I would like you, and I want you to hear me loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
All of you folks right now who are thinking about it and are on the fence, the life-changing experience I've had with DermGlow with their incredible products has taken 80 pounds off of me, and it makes the difference. If you are still looking to lose weight and you haven't done anything and you feel like you maybe should take the next step and you want to feel your absolute best, it's not an easy task until now. DermGlow Skin partners with a top telehealth company to bring you proven weight loss solutions and a full range of peptides for total body wellness. Their weight loss options include GLP-1 injections, GLP-1 GIP injections, and the brand new option of once weekly oral drops, all on her website at dermglowskin.com. No needles for that particular option that
the drops,
I gave you, but same amazing results whether you want to tighten and firm your skin, burn fat, build muscle, improve gut health, reduce inflammation, practically anything else. DermGlow has a peptide for it. Reach out to Carla anytime. She's ready to talk to you and see how she can help you. Helping you look and feel your best is her passion. I know this every single evening, every single morning. It's the first thing she does in the morning, last thing she does at night. There's a special offer right now. GLP-1 GIP is $70 off. So it's the perfect time to start. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Let's go to DermGlowSkin.com and do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Soroka, I'm going to piss off people on the left right now. I'm going to try to say this so I don't piss off people on the left. And all I'm right, not going to be complimentary of there are two things. I'll give you the bad first. All right. Mm-hmm. I really, you know, I watched a documentary on Epstein. Actually, Ghislaine, whatever that pretentious a-hole name is, and how horrific this is should never have been swept under the carpet. I hope that they release the files, and if Trump is even sniffing in that, I think,
yeah,
get rid of him. But for now, we have no choice. He is the president of the United States, and I fully anticipated that after he met with the great devil, Vladimir Putin, that yesterday we might have a repeat of the Zelensky debacle where J.D. Dope opened his mouth and they just treated him horribly. Yeah. You know, the bottom line, anybody that has two eyes can see this was a country that was victimized by Russia. Well, they invaded.
That's why he brought all of Europe with him yesterday to protect them.
It was, I was so happy. I really was. I was so happy to read that there may have been progress made and that Trump will try to facilitate a meeting between Putin and Zelensky. And I agree, bringing the European leaders into this was brilliant. Mm-hmm. I think in the case of Donald Trump, if you do that, you leave little room for him to do anything knuckleheaded, and it works. So let's keep our fingers crossed. No matter what your politics are, folks, I think you keep your fingers crossed for an end of this conflict. I think it would be amazing. And yes, it would be a good thing for President Trump. It would be. I don't care. I am more desirous of having the people over there stop killing women, children, innocent civilians. And so I was ready to come here. I said if he did to Zelensky what he did before to Zelensky, I was going to be, you know, with the groups on the corner marching. Not that this fixes anything as far as my attitude about that, but it's positive. I hope the world reacts positively, and I hope old Vlad the Impaler, you know, figures that out. Am I optimistic Putin will do what he says again? No, not at all.
No, of course not.
I think he's a scumbag, but we'll wait and see. It's certainly not the negative, and it's Europe maybe flexing the muscles a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I think the problem here is they're not giving Vance enough to do, and you need to really rely on him because he's a smart good guy.
He is smart, Rob, believe it or not. He is, you know,
I like
Yale guy. I, of course you do. Of course you like. Why don't you do a video about it, okay?
There are no politics on my TikTok. I try to save that for here.
Yeah, to run down our numbers, piss the world off on our little world. Yeah. That's the way we do it.
No, I try to avoid it everywhere. Yeah.
I know. You know what? And I probably do as well. However, the inner Irish politician in me just cannot help myself. I find myself sometimes, what did I say to the biggest rabid Trump guy that I play golf with occasionally? I forgot what it was, you know. I think it might have been something along the line. He's walking up and he's doing a beeline for me.
Yeah,
you know,
he's ready to go.
He's going to say something to me like, hey, Mike, we're taking a tour of Alligator Alcatraz tomorrow. You want to come with us? And I'll say, no, hey, listen, have you gotten that call from the person with Jeffrey Epstein's files yet? We go back and forth, and that's the way it goes.
I'm glad you brought up Alligator Alcatraz. Have you heard about the fact that the dozens of celebrities that are canceling all affiliation with the Kennedy Center since Trump has got involved? I mean, acts are canceling.
Started with Tom Cruise saying, not interested, you know.
And people that are on board positions are leaving. So here's my thought. Let's turn the Kennedy Center into Shawshank. It would be the Kennedy Center Shawshank, and we put all the people, all the undesirables, into the Kennedy Center. And we can divide them up like the Eisenhower Theater would just be for domestic terrorism, period.
Brilliant.
And you've got the building right there. I mean, think of the money it would save. I would love it. Yeah.
Well, what a lovely idea, as Ed McMahon would say when he was drunk. Yes, Josh, you were chomping at the bit. I know you want to get yours in. Go ahead.
I was just going to make a comment about there's already enough criminals in D.C.
Yes. Bingo, bango. There it is. With that one. Look, here's what I learned yesterday about me. Even with Donald Trump, a man that I do not have any love for, in the White House, I still think that world peace, you know, pardon the term, trumps anything political. I really feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It made me almost feel that old feeling that I would feel at inaugurations when the other team would win. I still like when the United States facilitates something that may be positive. Don't screw it up, guys.
The peaceful transfer of power is something that is, you know, innate to America, and I love when it happens. But also, I think if we do anything under any administration to advance the notion of world peace, it's a win for the country. It's not really a win for the president. I think it's a win for the American people. I think it's bigger than just the president.
I do, too. Yes.
And it puts our country on as a powerful person on the national stage.
It does, and I hope. Let's hope. Keep your fingers crossed.
And I know, Josh, you don't do any politics on your page, but does Cal have any thoughts?
Boot Pal says... I bet he's for the orange guy.
You can almost bet it.
No, Boog Powell. Yeah. Most baseball players, kind of like golfers.
Not so. Fred Lynn.
Freddie Lynn. He was a Freddie former Lynn. Sock.
He loves democracy. He loves democracy. He loves the Democrats.
Do you have beautiful video for us,
stunning,
Morgan Freeman?
Stunning video.
Anyway, Caffeine Junkies, Charlie's Choice Coffee.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's still awesome.
Yeah.
And you can reorder or subscribe for some right now. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. You got to have coffee. So we want to give you the best. Try pairing it with a Danish or lobster. Lobster?
Sure. It goes
with
everything.
Where the hell did you get lobster from?
Out of the ocean.
Or capers.
Oh, they're Jack. Great. Yeah,
we're trying to sell this product, Rob. It goes with everything. Delicious Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order. You threw me with this one. Or save money with a subscription, as I do. And yes. Get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend is the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, where the influencer lives, right up there. So support small business and enjoy a big cup of Charlie. Fantastic. But unlike Charlie, make sure you let it cool before you drink it. Charlie actually took off the lower part of his lip, but it grew back.
So sad.
Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because it's good to the last sip, isn't
it,
Charlie?
It's good to the last sip.
Yeah, hot good steaming Charlie. Because when Charlie says, duh, it's got to be good.
I would love to see that on the next batch of labels. I think that's a really good sales point.
Yum, there. Duh. Yeah, just a big duh.
Duh, duh.
The duh blend.
How about no? Duh best.
Duh best, please. Thank you.
Okay. Are we ready to do
We're
this?
We're ready. Let's okay. dive in.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Seinfeld.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Mike, the yes. Germans. The Germans.
Those pesky Germans.
You say that, but, you know, recently I think they've brought more than they've taken away. And I think that, I mean, granted, they've had a past. But I think we need to look forward. I mean, for one thing, great roads. But hey,
I drive around in a BMW, so, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, yeah. I'm guilty.
I eat Wiener Schnitzel. I mean, yeah.
I mean, really, you know, that's, you know, let's move on. Ever forward.
Okay. Well, I was watching all my German TV, and I found out that they've got a new game show that I think is a winner. And they call it, loosely translated from German, it's called Shopping Cart Archery.
Okay.
Now, I just want to let you won't understand the narration because that's in German, but I think you can catch what the game is.
Jetzt also einen aufholen.
Ja.
Und der sieht auch nicht schlecht aus. Der war richtig gut sogar.
Aber Kerzen gerade wie beim Aldi.
It's contestants trying to push shopping carts a long distance into the corral, and if they make it in, they get points.
It.
Okay,
I play this every time I go to Publix.
Yeah. Let's see how Claudia does.
Claudia.
Nein, nicht böse gemeint.
Yeah.
Nicht.
Come on, Claudia.
Claudia.
At least she didn't foul. Good job, Claudia. Right.
Also, now, are there points taken away for hitting the sides? I guess we wouldn't know.
I don't know, because I don't speak German.
Mike,
that's the Chancellor of shopping carts.
That. I mean, bring it here.
Oh, I'd watch it.
I'd watch it every week.
And you know what? It would be easy to get a sponsor. Like Publix could do it. Or, you know what? You know, Albertsons, if you're on the West Coast.
I could. Look, this is not an original thought by any stretch of the imagination, but I could do a half an hour on cart returns. And the Walmart in my area, and they probably all are, you know, just gross the way people just leave them. I love the video. You ever see the videos of the guys that catch people in parking lots?
Of course.
Spectacular. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that there was a lady getting into her car. This is the best one ever.
Okay.
The lady is getting into the car. She just leaves her cart, like right next to her door.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes over to her and he says, "Hey, can I get that for you?" She goes, "Oh yes, thank you." And he takes it from me and he puts it directly in back of the car and then he walks away.
That's fantastic.
That was great. I love that.
I am an enthusiastic cart returner because I've worked in the business and there's nothing worse than having to go chase them down. So please, people.
Rob, you could go great on TikTok with this game show.
Mm-hmm.
Just get some cash, go out to Walmart and ask people on the street to play. If they get it in, you give them $5.
I'm trying to think.
And you do it full game showy.
Yeah, well, we could do that. But the thing is where do you find a corral that has that much of a runway up to it? Because normally they're, you know, right in the lines of cars. So
it doesn't matter. You just go to the other side of the cars. It doesn't have to be that long.
I suppose you're right. Shopping cart archery.
Josh, he doesn't want to do it.
I picked that up. But I don't want to do it either.
Do you hear him? Do you hear him protesting? Do you hear him protesting me right now? He won't do it.
I think someone will go on TikTok and do this.
Once again,
it won't be us.
He has a name, and it's Rob.
Rob is right here. Rob, you don't want to do it.
I hear the whole thing, and I don't want to do it. But I would love to watch it on television, and you get a good host for it? That'd be great. I'd love it.
Right.
But anyway, what do you know of baseball player John Kruk? I know
John
vaguely
Kruk
the
was
name.
A Philadelphia Philly. John Kruk was part of the tough guy gang in the Phillies with Lenny Dykstra and a few other guys. And John Kruk was a pretty big media guy as well. He's a very well-known baseball player.
He is he's one of the announcers now for the Phillies. And you know how it's nice how I like to think back to Vin Scully. He could weave a story in between calling the game.
Yeah.
But usually Vin had a point to his story.
Okay.
John Kruk. Nothing precipitated this. It just happened, and I feel sorry for his partner.
You know how I think of things when I have free time and I shouldn't?
Yep.
So I was wondering.
Yep.
The person who invented the clock.
Yeah. Which one? The digital or the hand?
The first clock ever.
Okay.
How did that person know what time it was?
Well, that's a really good question.
I thought so.
Bouncer back toward the middle. Gobbled up by Young. One hopper. And Bohm is safe. You know, there is that sundial they might have used.
Is that accurate, though?
That's the best.
No, I guess it's as accurate as it can be. When you were contemplating the clock thing, did you come up with any answers yourself?
No. I thought I'd ask you.
I would think sundial.
Okay.
You know what? Congratulations, Philadelphia, on having guys with a pulse that really realize that that's the way broadcasting ought to be.
Well, that when you have dead moments. Blowout at that point. It had to be.
Yeah, it's fantastic. How are the Oriole TV guys? Who are they?
Oh, they're
they
good.
Don't,
they're good.
Don't still have Palmer, do they?
Kevin Brown, Palmer is on about half the games, and then Ben McDonald.
Okay. All right. How is Ben McDonald? Is he pretty good?
He's excellent.
Okay. Good. Red Sox have Dave O'Brien and Lou Merlone, and Merlone's got a pulse.
He's a good guy.
And he was a player, and he's got a pulse. You have to. You can be beloved if you just try. And John Madden did it. We need much more of that on the national stage. We need it in the NFL.
Upon listening to that again, I think the weakness there is not Kruk, but it's his partner, because he has nothing to offer, really.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. I thought he was fantastic being
a
straight
response.
Man.
I think
you have to pause that to let the game play as well.
I don't know. I just thought it was a distraction because there was no resolution to it. I wanted an answer.
No, they're just what the resolution is the shtick of how ridiculous the discussion is.
All right. That's I can bit. See that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's a sports thing, you know. It's kind of that. That's
I have is. I have a guy for you to hate, Mike.
Okay.
Do you remember when we were talking about extreme day tripping?
Yes, I remember that where you make a day trip into something really special.
This guy did an extreme day trip to Ireland. How much do you think it would cost? He'll tell you. And you have to wonder, was it worth it?
To admit this, but after adding up the total cost of this day trip, I am unsure if it was worth it. So, my round-trip nonstop flight from New York to Shannon, Ireland was $457, which is a really good deal for Europe in the summer, okay? I also rented a car for $48, and I was having a blast up until... yeah. And apparently it's a known thing that Ireland doesn't have the best roads, which was news to me, so I paid a mechanic $60 to change my tire, and I also got charged $275 from the rental car company because I didn't get insurance. You live and you learn. But before all that drama, I ate a sandwich at the Cliffs of Moher for $8, and it was sadly the only thing I ate because I had no time. Oh, and I also had this $4 cappuccino. Plus, I paid $5 to park at this secret location at the Cliffs of Moher, which I highly recommend to avoid the crowds. Like, you honestly should not go to the tourist area. Just go to this parking lot. And ooh, I got this shirt for $41, bringing my grand total for my Ireland day trip to $898. Do you think it was worth it? I honestly loved this day, and I'll always look back on it, but I think this goes to show you that things can go wrong on a day trip, and that's okay.
Okay, so just under $1,000 for the day trip.
This is my big question. If you're counting the flying time from New York to Shannon, which is roughly six hours plus, does that mean you put that time in there, which means by the time... So that's half a day
in
that
a plane.
You get to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because, but you also have time change that works in your favor.
Okay, 3-hour time change does make a 6-hour time change.
Yeah.
Does make it. Okay, so that does work.
But the question is do you hate him?
I don't love him. I don't love the guy.
Yeah. I don't like the idea that it looked like he was at the Cliffs for like 20 minutes. Right. It seems like he was in a rush to get through it.
Might have had a better time if he didn't get the flat tire and he bought the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The price tag is lower than I expected, though.
Yes, it is. $400 round trip is an amazing deal to Ireland. I'm going to take a peek.
But the $8 for the cappuccino seems high.
And what I want to know about this guy is, did he make enough off that TikTok video to pay for the trip?
There it is.
Yeah.
And did he? Well, how many followers he got? And see, that's what he's paying attention to.
Exactly.
Josh, if you didn't tune in earlier,
people are making lots of money.
I think you're in the right direction. If they're sending you stuff, that means something.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I love the jet remote control jet video. That's spectacular.
If they send
and
a
I love
bigger
the Fair Harbor video too.
If they just send him a bigger toy jet, he could fly to the Holy Land in it.
Absolutely, for a day trip.
Trip to the Holy Land. Mike.
And by the way, Fair Harbor, you're welcome. There you go.
Added value.
I can't sit here and say Josh doesn't do anything for the show. That was a sponsor for the show.
Yes, of course.
They're all going to be demanding that.
Yeah, but that was before he was an influencer.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
that
was
the old Josh.
I got a good guy, a good one to do for Naked Wines. I'll do them all for sponsors, Josh.
Well, tomorrow you're doing Naked Wines live on the show.
I will do an unboxing on the case.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, I can get loaded during the show on Wednesday. That's great.
That's good.
I'll do that.
I love the fact that it's determined by the day of the week, not the fact that we start rolling before 9 a.m.
No problem.
Hey, no. You just have to take a sip. You don't have to drink the whole bottle.
Oh, no, because if you don't drink the whole bottle, it goes bad. Don't you know anything?
So you say. All right, we got time for one more, Rob.
All right, Mike, this you will love because this guy is making your life possible.
Okay.
You love your sunflower seeds, do you not?
I love my sunflower. I wish I had gotten in bulk, not the regular, but the jumbo low sodium.
You should be like this guy and grow your own because he is currently growing the world's tallest sunflower.
Yay! Ever be beat. And at that, it was by me.
Reaching new heights and possibly a new world record, continuing coverage of local extreme gardener Alex Babich, who started growing sunflower seeds.
Do you think that female anchor likes sunflower seeds?
Now stop.
I'm just wondering.
It's a cheap, obvious joke.
It started as a hobby with his kids, and it grew into something much more, breaking U.S. records and beating his own. And the sunflower that's still growing right now could go even higher. The flower named clover has unofficially beaten the U.S. record and now the North American record. And they just have one more foot to grow to set a new world record.
Mm.
The city has come to Babbage's aid. McAllister is sponsoring Babbage to get a cherry picker to protect the sunflower from squirrels and support its growth. Babbage would be the first American to bring home the title, representing not only the country, but also Fort Wayne.
I'm really proud, and my roots are...
This is Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You know, we immigrated back in 91. We escaped Chernobyl. We came here and we started living in Fort Wayne. We love this little town. It's a little small town, you know. Absolutely love it. We're raising our kids here. It's been fantastic here.
Good for you.
And we just have so much support right now.
That's the best clip they could get of him, I guess. But I think it's exciting. And ladies, I just want you to know this. He can go all night.
And in my garden, I will grow the flower as tall as I effing please.
I'm wondering if you grow the flower, is it easy to harvest the seeds? Are they within the flower?
I don't know, but if you grow it, they will come.
Sometimes twice.
That's another, that was a reference to Field of Dreams. All right, we got to get out of here, and we'll be back with another episode. All right, so tomorrow we're doing the Naked Wines thing?
Yes, sir.
Yes, uh-huh.
Is it going to be the first spot that we do tomorrow?
I can really make it the first spot.
Make it the first spot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm limbering up already for that.
Hey, I thought you were trying to beat the shakes.
Nice arms, Italian widow.
You know, it's amazing, Josh. In 2 hours, those arms will still have kinetic energy going on.
Yes, sir. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Rogan, Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Aloha, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, yeah. I can't be stopped. Everything is daffodils and duck stencils. You know what I'm saying?
Colds, flu, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought we were almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.